You're listening to NewsRamp Religion and Spirituality. Today is Tuesday morning, August 4th, 2026. Real Stories AI Voice. Details at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's dive in. Pastor, life builder, and author Josh Wintermute announces the release of his new book, Winning the Wrong Game. Author, pastor, and life builder Josh Wintermute announces the release of his new book, Winning the Wrong Game. Drawing from personal challenges, Wintermute invites readers to examine their life's foundation. Through vulnerability and practical insight, he guides readers to rebuild on the right foundation. Wintermute's work aims to help individuals establish healthy foundations amidst life's storms. For more information on Lucid Books, visit lucidbookspublishing.com.
Dr. Chuck F. Betters, author and founder of Mark Inc. Ministries, announces the release of his new book, Learning to See When the Lights Go Out. Dr. Chuck F. Betters. Betters, founder of Mark Inc. Ministries, unveils his latest book, Learning to See When the Lights Go Out. A poignant exploration of grief, faith, and hope. Through personal tragedy and unwavering faith, Dr. Betters offers readers a message of hope in the midst of crisis. Lucid Books, an independent publisher in Houston, partners with authors to enrich the lives of readers. Learn more at lucidbookspublishing.com.
Maryland author announces new suspense book, 50 Parachutes for 72 Virgins. Maryland author Richard D. Greensfelder has released a new suspense book titled 50 Parachutes for 72 Virgins, Blending Religion and Mystery. The novel follows Archbishop Rumi's efforts to bring peace to the world through a unique peace summit at the Sears Tower in Chicago. Available in paperback and ebook on Amazon, Greensfelder's story aims to inspire readers to embrace love, forgiveness, and charity in a world drifting away from God.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Religion and Spirituality Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.